This Gamble Mash on behalf of the January 11th, 2017 Without a Roof radio program. And it's my distinct pleasure to have on the phone here for a pre-record Shelby Nacino, class of 2018, law student, policy advocacy clinic, University of California, Berkeley, School of Law. Welcome to KZFR 90.1 FM.
Yeah, so I'm a law student at UC Berkeley, and I'm currently working on a team that is interested in studying the business improvement districts in various cities in California.
So with that said, what does the face of poverty look like in downtown Chico based upon the folks you have talked to? And what does it seem to you that the business improvement district has been doing to address that?
You know, I've not visited Chico directly. A lot of what our report has been interviewing people who are on the ground, as well as talking with the city and submitting public records requests to the city. So I don't know specifically from my experience what the face of poverty looks like on the ground. But when I talk to people who are service providers, for example, a lot of the statistics that you can find in, you know, the point in time survey indicate that a lot of people who are homeless in Chico are from the area. People tend to say that they're experiencing homelessness because of financial issues. So there's a lot of issues. What we haven't seen is that people who are experiencing homelessness in Chico are all like from somewhere else, what people would label as like transient. What I've learned from talking to people is that a lot of people who are, you know, going through a hard time or experiencing poverty or homelessness in Chico are from the area and are experiencing it for a lot of different reasons, a lot of them which are financial.
The second part of the question is what based upon your interviewing for this report that'll be coming out fairly shortly, as I understand it, what does it seem like the Business Improvement District has done or has been pushing to help alleviate poverty in the downtown business area?
So in terms of what we've been seeing, the Business Improvement District, and I should note that when we say the Business Improvement District, in Chico, what we're really referring to is Downtown Chico Business Association, mm-hmm. which manages the area that is the Business Improvement District. What we've seen is that they have several kind of ways of addressing poverty. They work with service providers, so there's the Downtown Ambassadors, which are largely supported by the DCBA. And then they also have the Cleanup Brigade, which, you know, was in conjunction with the Jesus Center. And then they also have this campaign where the Generosity Campaign, for example, which encourages giving directly to service providers rather than to panhandlers. And then, of course, the biggest thing that we've seen the DCBA do is, in our eyes, it's advocacy in support of the CITLI ordinance as well as the offenses against public property ordinances. There's a lot of different things that the BID is doing, but the question is whether any of them are necessarily the best way to reach and provide services to individuals who are homeless in the area.
Because I do know just from the city council meetings and stuff that certainly the chamber and the DCBA are well noted in public record of being in support of these criminalization activities. And these same organizations now, Shelby, are coming back going, you know, we're still having problems. What are we going to do now? And as an advocate and someone that's been covering this story almost 5 years, I'm not the least bit surprised, because criminalizing people is not going to help their face of poverty downtown. Is there anything you would mm-hmm. like to add to that or expand upon?
So part of what we are looking at is also the enforcement side of it. And I should note that the ambassadors, as well as, you know, the private security that you see downtown are part of an effort to provide coverage to an area that, you know, at least some people perceive is not adequately covered by the police. But in terms of the enforcement that we've seen from the police, and then also we don't actually have access to complete, you know, police records. But what I've seen from weekly arrest logs is that the police have not really enforced, at least CITLI. The public perception of the enforcement is that it's not really being enforced, or even if it were to be enforced, people aren't being sent to jail for CITLI or for offenses against public property.
Although actually you were actually talking about a very interesting way of looking at it, because I was actually in those city council meetings, and the way they were able to, not the entire way they were able to get it passed was, hey, once we have these laws on the books, we're going to tell people to move and they're going to do it. And there was actually a lot of discussion at city council about, we don't want to be spending money on police enforcement. So this sounds pretty cool to me. We just tell people to move and they do, you know?
It's basically the ordinance are used to get people to move. And, you know, what a lot of people feel like this results in is actually just shifting people around. So you move them from one area, they get moved to someone else's neighborhood. They have to move because they're constantly on the move, because if they stay somewhere, you know, they could be asked to move by the police, or they could be harassed by, like, you know, security or anyone who just thinks like you need to leave. In terms of like the actual efficacy of the laws, it's hard to tell, because from what we've looked at, we don't have like very complete police record. From people's experiences, it sounds like they're just being asked to move. That's how the law is actually playing out.
Well, anything else you'd like to add for closing comments, Shelby?
I think that one major concern for us in studying the Business Improvement District in Chico, i.e. the DCBA, is that the Downtown Chico Business Association receives funds from the city. It receives business license assessments, which are levied upon, you know, businesses in the district. So these are public funds. And from what we've tried to get from the city, we actually haven't received any like form of compliance or like any form of audit that the city conducts on the use of these funds, even though these funds are strictly supposed to be used for very specific purposes that are listed in California law. So that's one issue that was really something that we're looking into in our report. And besides these funds, there are also other funds that the DCBA receives from the city. So we have this organization that obviously really wants to improve economic development by supporting businesses, but it's being given a lot of financial support. And the question is whether the DCBA has everyone's interests in mind as it's embarking on these policies, which it thinks will foster economic development.